So here's a foreign policy question. So the question asks, he says he gets it's immoral to go into Syria because it's not in our self-interest. But what if there's a real Holocaust? What if there's a massive killing of people, you know, like the Holocaust? And how do you argue that you shouldn't do that? That you shouldn't intervene in order to save the people, shouldn't go to war in order to protect them, as I do. I do not believe the U.S. should intervene in order to save people from Holocaust or what happened in Rwanda or other places. I think you have to argue from the perspective of self-interest. It's not in your self-interest. Again, unless the people perpetrating this atrocity are going to do it to you or targeting you. And one could make maybe that case with Hitler, but I don't think one could make that case in the case of Rwanda. It's not that one's indifferent to Holocausts. You know, it's horrible. It's horrific. Human life is incredibly valuable, and any violent loss like that of human life is atrocious and be condemned and morally condemned, the loudest of voices. But whether you want to risk your life for them is the question you have to ask. And anybody who's saying, oh, send the troops now to save them, well, are they volunteering? Because if they want to volunteer, then they could fly over there and do it themselves. Now, I assume that would be consistent with American, you know, foreign policy to stop Holocausts, which I think it would be, or at least the kind of Holocaust like the Nazis, but it wouldn't be consistent about sending other people's kids. You have no right to use their lives in that way to sacrifice for other people. If you want to go because you have a particular passion about a particular people or a particular cause, you volunteer, you go and fight. There's always opportunity. You go and join the Syrian Free Resistance Army right now, or ask your kid to do it, right? Everybody's so eager to send their neighbor's kids to go fight for a war that they think is noble. Well, let's see their kid go. You urge your kid to volunteer to go fight for the Free Syrian Army or for the partisans in Poland or for the British, you know, during World War II. The American government has one job and one job only, and that is to protect the individual rights of Americans. That's it. It's very simple. Holocausts are awful. It doesn't mean you should sacrifice your life for it. Quite the contrary. Your life is yours. The fact that there are evil people out there does not mean you need to forfeit your life. Your job, your responsibility, your moral responsibility is to yourself, not to victims all over the world. I mean, it's sad that they're victims. It's horrible that they're victims, but it's not your moral responsibility to stop them.